All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It looks like the order is in the process of being restored when it comes to football in the Big 12 Conference. And when you talk about teams who have dominated the Big 12, you can't go that long without mentioning the name of the Oklahoma Sooners. And the reason why I say that, I mean, Oklahoma last year had a very down year as they finished the year with a record of 8-5, and they were embarrassed in the Russell Athletic Bowl last year at the hands of the Clemson Tigers. And you go back to 2014, and Oklahoma began that year ranked fourth in the Associated Press poll, but it never seemed to come together for the Sooners that year. But it's important to remember, ever since Bob Stoops has taken over as Oklahoma's head football coach back in 1999, typically when Oklahoma has a down year, a 4 or 5 loss season, they tend to bounce back the next season. You go back to 2005, Oklahoma finished that year with a record of 8-4, and they were ranked 22nd in the land. They came back the following year to go 11-3. Then in 2009, Oklahoma went 8-5, and they bounced back the next year to go 12-2 and win the Fiesta Bowl. So you know what? It's all about getting back to the basics for Oklahoma, and that's what they've done this year. You look at the tremendous talent that they have on offense, led by former Texas Tech quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is a Heisman Trophy candidate for them this season, as he's passed for nearly 3,100 yards along with 31 touchdowns. Samaje Perine is not having a sophomore slump, as he came and burst on the college football scene last year as a true freshman, and he is on the heels of another 1,000-yard season coming out of the backfield. Then you look at wide receiver Sterling Shepard, who has already gone over the 1,000-yard mark in receiving. This Oklahoma defense is ranked 21st in the nation, led by linebacker Dominique Alexander and cornerback Zach Sanchez. And I say that because you look at this Oklahoma team, they've had some big victories this year. They went on the road back in September against a ranked Tennessee Volunteers team out of the Southeastern Conference. They erased a second half deficit and came back to beat the Vols in double overtime. Their only hiccup this season was at the Cotton Bowl against Texas, and you know, when Texas and Oklahoma get together, you basically throw the rule book out of the window. But they followed it up by getting back on track the following week by going to the Little Apple and taking on the K-State Wildcats, and they dominated them by the score of 55-0. Then you look at what Oklahoma was able to do this past Saturday night against Baylor on the road. Yes, I know Baylor is without their quarterback right now, but the thing is, it's still a hostile environment for a team to go into. And right now, you have to look at Oklahoma as being the favorite to get out of the Big 12 Conference this year. The reason why I say it, you look at the injuries to Baylor. You look at the injuries right now to TCU as quarterback Trayvon Boykin is questionable for this Saturday's tilt with Oklahoma. And this is going to be a big game for both of these clubs because the loser, for the most part, is going to be out of the Big 12 Conference chase. But you look at Oklahoma and the way they're playing, defensively they're getting to the football, and I think they have more of a hunger right now than any other team in the Big 12 Conference. And aside from the game this Saturday when Oklahoma takes on TCU, the following week on Thanksgiving weekend, it will be Oklahoma at Oklahoma State in the Bedlam Series. And more than likely, you could circle that as the de facto Big 12 championship game. I like Oklahoma right here because you look at what they're going to more than likely be going to be able to do against TCU, especially if Boykin doesn't play. And Oklahoma, for the most part, has had their way with the Cowboys in the Bedlam Series. And it's going to be tough, just like it was last year, to leave Oklahoma out of the college football playoff, just like it was last year, as it was tough to leave Ohio State out of the initial college football playoff. And the reason why I say it is this. Yes, you have Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Ohio State all in the mix for those four spots. But it's going to be tough to leave one of the blue bloods of college football out in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is one of those brands that brings people. And on top of that, they have a darn good football team this year. So I think Oklahoma right now, given the injuries to Baylor, given the injuries to TCU, and given their history against Oklahoma State, you have to make the Sooners as the favorite to get out of the Big 12. And if they win the Big 12, it's going to be very hard to deny the Big 12 Conference a spot in the college football playoff for the second consecutive year. Why? Because Oklahoma is that good and they carry that much weight. So, folks, that's going to just about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.